The Greeblies, five tall stories about gross little bugs. Written by Robert Greenberg and read by Stig Weens. There were lots of other fleas in the forest, but none of them could jump as high or as long as Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat loved jumping. Other fleas tried to keep up with him, but they soon gave up. Jehoshaphat did somersaults, dive bombs, twists and spins. He looked like an Olympic diver the way he twisted and flipped around before landing back down on the warm ground, catching his breath and doing it all over again. Jehoshaphat leapt over the treetops as if he had wings, which he didn't. 2. Gross flea fact. A flea can jump up to 20 centimetres vertically and 41 centimetres horizontally. That means that if you were a flea, you'd win the long jump and the high jump at every sports carnival. That's if you weren't disqualified for having six legs and biting the principal. He jumped straight at a tree and then, at the last moment, flicked out one of his legs, caught hold of the tree, pivoted around and headed off in the other direction. He was the monkey of the flea world. He loved being puffed out and pushing himself harder and further and longer and faster. "There goes jumping Jehoshaphat," said one flea, before sinking his biting parts into the warm ground to suck up a feed.
"Yep, and there goes Jehoshaphine right behind him," said another,
as she lifted her head up from the ground and wiped her mouth.
"What?"
Jehoshaphat turned around mid-flight to see who everyone was talking about. Big mistake.
Splat!
Straight into a tree. Jehoshaphat slid down the hair shaft like a drop of spit on an old man's beard. When he got to the bottom, he looked up. Above him, whipping through the treetops, was a flea that could... Well, Jehoshaphat hated to admit it, but a flea that could jump as well as he could. Although, maybe not quite as well. When he looked closely, Jehoshaphat saw that the other flea's turns weren't as neat as his, and she had hind leg drag, creating too much wind resistance. Jehoshaphat was always tucked in tight when he jumped, and Jehoshaphat just couldn't see any style about this flea's jumping. Not that Jehoshaphat was full of himself. No, not at all. But Jehoshaphat had an eye for what made a good jumper, and the flea up above him was good, but not as good as him.